When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Welcome into the program. Welcome into a new week. Happy birthday to my dad, Al, if he's listening. I think he's probably already asleep from working overnight, but just in case. And of course, we have a lot that we can discuss today. Yesterday, a huge monumental day. And of course, I'm talking about the marriage of Marcus and Kayla Ferro. So congratulations to them. It was a great wedding. Oh yeah, I guess there was some stuff in the news too. But it really was a nice wedding. So just wanted to give the happy couple some more congratulations. But yes, yesterday was a big day. A day that I think some people didn't think was going to happen. Others thought was inevitable. Honestly, I thought Joe Biden was just too stubborn. I thought he didn't want to admit that he might not be the best choice for the party at this time. So he did say he will talk to the nation some point this week. I'm guessing the reason for the delay is for a couple of reasons. One, so that they can get kind of everything together. And I think that they would have done that ahead of the announcement had he not apparently contracted COVID. So if he had been working in the White House and, you know, coordinating things better, I think you would have had a bit more of a planned action on this. But then the other question becomes, if he was going to wait a couple of days to address the nation on it, couldn't he have just waited a couple of days to announce the decision? I mean, I guess every day counts when you're this close to November 5th. But I honestly didn't think he was going to do it. I don't think he could see the writing on the wall necessarily. And I don't think it was a statistical improbability for him to win the election. I mean, you can look at the polls and what was going on, but I don't believe polls anymore anyway. If polls were true, Hillary Clinton would have been president for the last 8 years. So I look at it more from the perspective of how much time is left and what milestones are there still to hit along the campaign trail. And so I thought with a convention coming up, with another debate coming up, ground could be made up. But you start to wonder if Biden could make that ground up. And in a way, it was kind of a smart strategy move to wait until after their convention, after the Republican convention, to make this announcement. Because that was their biggest platform for pushing to the American people that aren't already Trump voters what the plan is, and to try to get them on board. And the Republican convention was all about beating Joe Biden. And now here's a curveball. So I know that everybody's saying that it's, you know, it seems like a united front now behind Kamala Harris. And I hope that it remains a united front, because the last couple of weeks have just been gross. With infighting and posturing. Because that's the thing. How many of these folks who were saying that Biden needed to step down were saying it for their own selfish purposes? I mean, obviously it still worked out because he did. But they're worried about their own races. They're worried about whether or not they might have a shot at being the candidate. So I think at least so far, the unity, for lack of a better word, has been encouraging. But, you know, if you look at polls, and again, you know, I don't really believe them, Kamala Harris still trails Donald Trump too. And it looks like the numbers really haven't shifted that much from where Joe Biden was. And in some of the polls, it's exactly the same. And in some, it's like a point or two higher for Harris than it was over Biden. So is it making a huge difference yet? No. But also that's, you know, the first day the announcement is made. The numbers could look different today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and certainly when a vice presidential pick is announced. And I think you'll also see, I mean, I don't know how you can't have a debate now if you're Donald Trump, because you've got to go stand up against a new candidate. But there are some indications that he's reluctant to have another debate. He figures, what am I going to gain from it? I could only lose from it, so why bother? But I think you owe it to the voters. And that'll be one that I think everybody will be tuning in for. It won't be like the last one where I think a lot of Biden supporters heard his first couple of answers, and you know, once he said we beat Medicare, they were like, okay, I'm turning this off. I can't watch this anymore. I think this one will be, if they do another one, which they should, you'll have people glued to the TV for the entirety. But what do you think? 508-996-0500. You can send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I haven't seen anybody, at least, you know, in terms of social media, I haven't seen anybody say, well, you know, I wasn't going to vote, but now I will. I haven't seen anybody who said, well, I was going to vote for Donald Trump because I didn't like Joe Biden, but I'll vote for Kamala Harris now. I haven't seen any of that either. But there is some belief that this might sway some female voters. Some women voters who were going to vote for Donald Trump. I don't see how that is, because it's not like the ideology is the same. Drastically different. So if you were already voting based on what that candidate stood for, this isn't going to change your mind. It's whether or not it can encourage more people to come out to vote. People who might have thought, I don't want to take part in this because I already don't agree with the way that it's going to... Well, I already don't like the outcome. I shouldn't say shouldn't agree, because that means, you know, you might think I'm suggesting people would say that it was rigged, but I mean people would come out and say, if Donald Trump's going to win anyway, I don't want to be any part of this. And maybe those people come out and vote now. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
I was watching Channel 7, and they had a poll of Massachusetts residents, 63%, according to the poll that Channel 7 had, people in Massachusetts didn't want Biden. And James Carville, that was Bill Clinton's 1992 campaign manager, mm-hmm. told Jake Tapper on CNN, three-quarters of Americans didn't want Biden. They wanted something new. And he said, give it to him. Why are you going to have a guy that in the polls, he's tanking in the polls?
Yeah. I mean, we'll see if there's a momentum change here. But certainly the writing was on the wall. He wasn't going to win.
Well, and only that, the big donors that was withdrawing their money from Biden's campaign, not to mention 43 Democrats, including Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and many others, who were basically putting the pressure on him because they feel that not only will they lose the White House, but the House and the Senate. So they're in panic mode. And I saw it, a live press conference held by Robert Kennedy Jr. I believe it looked like at his Cape Cod estate.
Yeah.
And I think Channel 5 and 7 was there. And he said that the reason why he left the Democratic Party was because they were trying to shut him out of running for president. He says that the corporate media is in bed with the Democratic Party. They put up walls. They don't let him come on for interviews. He has his, I think it's his publicist, try to reach out every day to these major news networks, and they try to silence him from not being one of the major contenders. But he went on to say that his door is open if the Democratic Party wants to meet with him to run for president, that he says, according to the polling, that he would be the best person to beat Donald Trump.
I mean, I think you've got a lot of people who are in his camp who are Democrats, and a lot of people who are in his camp who are, you know, independents or, you know, a little bit more moderate. And I think he could play a bigger role now in this campaign. Maybe they reach out to him and say, hey, why don't you rejoin the party? And maybe he could be a vice presidential candidate.
Well, who knows? But as far as Kamala Harris, she don't stand a chance. I mean, every time she's on a major stage, she's always laughing and giggling. And I mean, sometimes she looks unhinged. And, you know, in California, you know, it's well known that she had a relationship with the then San Francisco mayor, Willie Brown. And they say that, you know, she was having he was married at the time. She was having an affair, and that he basically made her career from all the way up to the DA of San Francisco, and then it went on from there. But she put more black men in jail than any other DA in California.
Well, but so, you can also look at that from the perspective of she put people in jail who committed crimes.
She also, when many people, because she didn't want to have too many people incarcerated, she also let many of these gang members off the hook, too. So, I mean, you have to go deep into her political career to see, you know, her track record. And it's not good.
We'll see. We'll see what they bring up.
Thank you for giving me the time.
Have a good day. And let's take another call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
What's shaking, Playboy?
How you doing?
Pretty good. That's the dude from the Jerky Boys that was just thrown there.
It was not.
It was. It had. That was him. That was him. It was like, you think about it, it sounds like, yeah, it just might be him. I think it was. All right, so like I told you beforehand, I think that Hillary Clinton would have won if she would pick Oprah as a vice president. But Oprah, after the thing, she was still doing her show, so that's why she didn't do it. And then after Trump won, then that's when she decided to retire from her show. Because if she would have did that, they would have won. They'd still be in the White House right now. Do you think I'm wrong?
No, I mean, maybe.
Hillary and Oprah?
I don't know. I don't think Oprah's as likable as you think she is to a lot of people.
Oprah was a lot more likable before the Hawaii fire stuff started. That's when they started talking Yang. But they weren't talking Yang about her when she had her show.
I think she's somebody who, to some people, how can I put this?
Oprah's been there. She's been poor like other people. Not just other black people, just other people, period. And she was.
I think some people feel there's a fakeness to Oprah. They don't feel like, you know, all the things that she's built, they don't feel that she's been genuine in the approach that she's had to it. That it's marketing more than it is, you know, authenticity.
Maybe nowadays, but I don't know. I think that but as far as I was thinking, I didn't see that back in 2016. I think they would have been perfect. That would have been the shoe-in.
It's also going to be hard in America to have a ticket with two women on it get elected, unfortunately.
It'll be another Clinton in office, and they're not going to want to bump off Hillary Clinton. They said, heaven forbid, we have a black woman. We just had a black guy. We got a black woman in the White House. They'd be tripping. It's like I said. But no, I think personally, I think that would have been the better ticket. I think we'd probably be better off. You know, when if people, you might complain all you want to complain. When Bill Clinton was in office, our country was still in a good place. Our country was still in a good place. We were still being respected out there. When somebody disrespected America, Bill Clinton sent the bombs there. Like I said, they were trying to kill George Bush Sr. And you know, you heard about that, the assassination plot to do that. They took care of that. So like I said, America was still a country that was respected in the world, and you know, and that's and until George Bush Jr. got in, GW got into office, it's like it's something that's worldwide. Like I said, people wanted to come to America for the great opportunities. Now people want to come to America for the great opportunities, or great opportunities to do something bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's not what we're trying to see. This, you know, our founding forefathers didn't help build this country and give the Declaration of Independence and stuff and all the constitutional rights and stuff just to have kind of crap go like that. You know, you're supposed to come here to believe in which one to believe in, pray who do you want to pray in, and live life pursuit of happiness and justice and happiness forever and ever, whatever. Like I said, that's what it's supposed to be. But it's like people, it got lost somewhere in the wash. What's up with that? Because like I said, I still love my America. I lived in other countries, and I visited other countries plenty of times. Like I said, there's no other country I'd rather be in instead of my home country, America. I love America. I don't care what anybody wants to say. I've had bad experience with people, cops, whatever the case may be, and every, a lot of people. But I've had good experiences by just being here. Like I said, I've seen people. Like I said, some of the most horrible things I've ever seen in my life is the terrible things that people do to their own brother or sister. Like I said, when I was in Rwanda, all those kids and stuff I saw that got killed. You know, and that right there, that I remember hearing and feeling the bullets whiz by my head when I was out there. And like I said, I told you about that the 8-year-old boy that I met, had his left leg, it was shot off. And his brother, while he was laying on the ground, he saw his brother was on his knees holding his stomach, and his brother got shot in the stomach. And the Hutu rebels came up behind his brother and chopped his brother's head off and kicked it, started kicking like a soccer ball. That right there, you know, kids supposed to see something like that.
Oh,
you know, what's up with that? That's the kind of, when you do things to children, the stuff that's done to children, bad things, that's where the sign of demonic things come in. That's to try to end that connection with the Lord from children. Like I said, you're supposed to be blessed and protected until you're of age. Except, look at them doing these things. They're killing, raping children and stuff like that, and making them soldiers and stuff. The, you know, military soldiers who blow up other people, you know, suicide bombs. That's not cool. I've seen so much in my lifetime.
No, I can imagine. I do got to hold you there, Lamone, though. I got to take a break before the news, but thank you for the call.
Oh, one other thing. Beetlejuice is coming out next month.
No, September, right?
Yeah, September. Well, yeah, September. I thought it was August. So close enough. So are you going to see Beetlejuice?
Of course.
So do you think that would be nice? Think maybe Beetlejuice and Lydia would be get together and have a family together?
The new trailer came out last week. Looks pretty good.
And isn't that the chick from, isn't that the Wednesday Addams chick that's in there?
Yep.
Yeah. She gets around, don't she?
She's a big star now. All right, I got to hold you there. You have a great day.
I'll try. God bless all you guys. Ciao.
You as well. All right, we got to take a quick break here. We'll come back, and it'll be time to go into the news with Phil. And welcome back in, and I'm going to look at Phil Devitt right now and say, son, grab your news. It's time to deliver. I got nothing there. I tried. Let's go into the newsroom now with Phil Devitt.
Biden dropping out, what his decision means, and Republican reaction. The Secret Service leader facing tough questions today, and twisters tear up the box office.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden is dropping out of the 2024 presidential race. Sunday's announcement comes after Democratic leaders have been expressing concerns about the 81-year-old's mental fitness and his path to victory over Donald Trump. With his exit from the race, Biden gave his endorsement to his Vice President Kamala Harris. The Democratic National Convention to nominate the party's candidate for president is scheduled to be held August 19th through the 22nd. Top Republicans want Biden to step down now before the end of his term. Texas Senator Ted Cruz lashed out at the Democratic Party and Biden for him remaining in office.
Every Democrat today knows Joe Biden has dementia. Is any one of them calling for him to step down as president now? No. If we're suddenly involved in a war, if a nuclear missile is fired at us, Joe Biden is probably at home in bed right now. Someone will bring him warm milk.
House Speaker Mike Johnson posted, quote, "If Joe Biden is not fit to run for president, he is not fit to serve as president. He must resign the office immediately." Ohio Senator and VP nominee J.D. Vance said, quote, "If Joe Biden ends his reelection campaign, how can he justify remaining president?" Vance goes on to ask, "President Trump was right all along about Biden not being mentally fit enough to serve as commander-in-chief." Hunter Biden is praising his father following the decision to end his 2024 presidential campaign. In a statement, Hunter Biden said President Biden is unique in public life today and that there is no distance between Joe Biden the man and Joe Biden the public servant of the last 54 years. The Democratic delegations from at least five states have endorsed Vice President Harris for president. Tennessee, the national finance chair for the Biden Victory Fund, told NBC News he believes there will be enough pledged delegates for Harris to be the nominee by midweek. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle will be on Capitol Hill today as lawmakers demand answers over the attempt on former President Trump's life. She'll testify before the House Oversight Committee, where she'll be questioned over how a sniper was allowed to get within shooting distance of the former president at a Pennsylvania rally earlier this month. Many lawmakers are calling for Cheadle to step down or be fired. Delta Airlines is apologizing for thousands of canceled flights over the weekend following massive computer disruptions. Tammy Trujillo with more.
It started Friday after a faulty software update from cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike caused millions of computers to crash around the world. For Delta, that translated into more than 3,500 canceled flights. Delta CEO Ed Bastian issued the apology Sunday, along with offering up frequent flyer miles to affected passengers, saying the airline understands how difficult it is to have your travels disrupted. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And Twisters is tearing up the box office. The Glenn Powell-led action film looks to have grossed $80.5 million at the U.S. box office in its premiere weekend. In second, Despicable Me 4 racked up $23 million in its third weekend of release.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox got swept by the Dodgers following a 9-6 defeat in L.A. The team visits the Rockies tonight, and the first pitch is set for 8:40.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Monday looking like a mostly pleasant day, though we'll have some clouds and humidity levels increasing as we advance into the afternoon. There could be a pop-up shower or thunderstorm later in the day, but limited moisture out there, so any shower activity should be limited and brief. Tropical air returns to the region for midweek as that weather pattern becomes more unsettled, which means we could see more showers later on. Today will be partly cloudy. We'll get up to a high in the low 80s. Weather on WBSM is brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. If you want to call in and get involved in the conversation, a reminder that I'll be with you through Wednesday of this week. And then after that, I am heading down to Gettysburg. I'm going to leave right after the show Wednesday. I think we're making a stop in Philadelphia first. Then heading to Gettysburg. And I'll be back next week. I think I'm coming back Tuesday. I'll be back on the air Tuesday. Coming back later in the day, Monday. But it should be a nice trip down there. I was checking out the weather. It's going to be hot, as it always is in July in Gettysburg, but dry. And I'll try and... I didn't write anything last year when I went. Because I was like, well, you know, it's the South Coast. Do we really care about stuff in Gettysburg? But there's so many great things down there if you haven't been there. So much to see, so much to learn and study. And I'm looking forward to this year having a little bit more time than we did last year. Although we got a pretty packed schedule for the Gettysburg Battlefield Bash Paranormal Convention. So hopefully we still get to go out and do some sightseeing. But we're fortunate to have a friend down there who is a tour guide and can kind of show us some of the off the beaten path stuff. But it's a place to definitely go and visit if you've never been. It's a ride, though. It is a ride. It takes us like 7.5 hours to get there. I have the easy job of just sitting in the back seat the whole time, even though I offer to do some of the driving. But Brian Thomas will be in for a couple of the days covering for me, and Paul Santos is going to be covering as well. Also, Barry is off this week, and Brian will be covering for him, except for when he's covering for me, and then Ken Pittman will be in. So it's that time of year, right? People take time off. I never take time off on purpose. I guess, you know, when I got to have surgery. But it's nice to take a couple of the trips here in the summertime. Gettysburg this month, Michigan next month, and then you'll be stuck with me probably for the rest of the year. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Reverend.
How are you?
Did you perform the wedding?
I did not, no.
I know. So let's get this straight, because I just can't sit still any longer with this. You, among millions of other people, believe that Joe Biden himself made this decision to step back.
No, I didn't.
Really?
I didn't say that I think he made the decision on his own. No, but I think that he was stubbornly the one who was saying that he wasn't going to do it until they convinced him not to.
I can't choose. He can't choose his own dessert for the day. So we know who's been running the presidential office all this time, and it's Barack Obama. And so now we're faced with the laughing hyena, Kamala Harris, and now I guess you'll be voting for her since Biden's gone. So, right, you might be doing that because I can't imagine who else you'd be choosing. So I already know that you're voting for her, which is going to be a disgusting disaster. Like, she already is a disgust. And talk about a disgusting disaster. Jill Biden, who's been abusing her husband all this time. She should have been taking care of him. She would have all the help she needed. She doesn't even have to ever change one single diaper. But if that were me, and I knew my husband was off the wall, he'd be dragged out of there if I had to drag him out, and I'd be the one taking care of him. She's disgusting as a first lady. And if you want to go back to Kamala Harris, the whole time that she, Kamala, does it matter?
It does matter. Yeah, it does matter.
I would just rather call her the laughing hyena, Mr. Weisberg.
Well, that's not appropriate either.
Well, of course not. I know that.
Do you hear me? Come on and call Donald Trump the orange fat moron.
Everybody calls him everything.
I don't. So on my show, we're not going to use names for people.
Okay. Well, you've called Donald Trump some names.
No, I don't. I refer to him as Donald Trump.
Well, I'm going to have to look back on this. But anyway, Harris, since she's been there, she's done nothing. She hasn't been to the border. She has no interest in it. And she gets in there, this country, I don't even see how it can get any worse. We'll be completely and totally destroyed if anybody votes for her. So come on now. Let's get serious now. It's getting down to the nitty-gritty, Mr. Weisberg. You don't want her in office, do you? Can you at least say that?
No, because I don't know that I don't want her in office.
Yeah, I understand you have to disagree with me because it's better for your show. You know, two conflicting opposing views. I understand that.
No, I really don't. I want to hear what she has to say, and I want to see what her plan is, and I want to see what she's thinking, and I want to see who she picks for vice president.
If she has a debate with Trump, that's going to be, I will definitely be watching that because I can already see what he's going to do to her.
I think all of America would be watching that.
He might not want, people saying he might not want another debate. Well, let me tell you, he was shot at. So I don't know if I would go back out there either. Unless I was wearing a helmet.
What are you talking about? He's been doing rallies since that happened. He just did a rally the other day.
That's true, but he wasn't shot at like he was. Are you going to tell me right now, with everybody listening, that if you were shot at once, you'd go back out there right away? Maybe he will go back out because he's not a chicken. But let him think it over. I don't know. But people are already saying, oh, he's afraid now.
No, I don't think
so. He's a human being. Why wouldn't he be afraid? He's human.
I don't think so. I think he might say, you know what? I'm going to add my own private security in addition to the Secret Service detail because I don't trust them. And I think that'd be a fair thing to do.
Could have done that from the beginning. I don't know how he could trust anybody. And this other guy that just came out of nowhere now, Vance. How much have we ever really ever heard about him? Right out of the blue. But I will trust Donald Trump for choosing that man for whatever reason. Although he chose Pence. And I didn't like Pence either. But that's what he did.
Well, he chose Pence because he thought that he needed to have somebody who had, you know, legislative experience and somebody that could kind of be the governmental figure to contrast the fact that he didn't have government experience. And I think with Vance, it's just, you know, it's more of an idea of we've got a person who's in our, you know, on our MAGA agenda.
Let me fit this in. Last Friday, I got my vote by mail ballot in my mailbox. Now, what is your advice on that? Would you vote in your vote or would you go? I've always voted in person. I have never once ever sent anything in. I don't trust the mail system. Do you trust the mailman? I don't. I do not.
I don't distrust the mail. And I got to be careful because I know my mailman pretty well, mailwoman. But I don't want her to hear me say anything and then then give me grief over it. But I will say that I prefer to vote in person as well. But I like to go to early voting. I like to go to early voting so that you can kind of, it's a little bit more relaxed and you don't have to wait in line for something like a presidential election.
I don't trust those machines either. There was a big snafu the last time I went in to vote.
So if you don't trust the machines and you don't trust mail-in voting, how do you vote?
I'm just saying I have to do it whether I like it or not. I don't trust the whole system because I'm one of the many people that do believe the election was stolen from Donald Trump. I know you don't, but I do. And Hillary Clinton had the nerve to come out, and we've heard it over and over, saying that the election was stolen when she was running, too. So So it's all right for her to say that, but I can't say that they stole the election from Donald Trump, really. Thank God they didn't kill him, because you would have really saw something different, something you never saw before, and you know what it is, and I'm not going to say it. Because I don't want to be accused of inciting violence, but you would have saw a lot of things you never saw before. Thank you for giving me the time today, Mr. Weisberg.
All right, you have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And 508-996-0500, I'm going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. And welcome back in, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You are next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
How's it going?
Pretty good. And yourself?
Doing all right. What's on your mind?
What they were talking about fear. That's why it's so important to repent and just fear God. Like Jesus said, don't fear those that kill the body. Fear him who can destroy your soul and body in hell, Matthew chapter 10. That's what's beautiful about being a disciple of Christ and to be worthy for him, where you willingly lay down your life, like Stephen in Acts 6 and 7. No man took it from him.
Well, what do you think about this decision this weekend? What do you think about President Biden's decision here?
Oh, the whole thing is the chief political. You take a look in the Strong's Concordance 352. The one that is the chief is God, who raised Christ from the dead. Christ abolished death. There's nothing to fear. You'd be like lambs to the slaughter, like Romans chapter 8.
Okay, but apply that to what happened with Joe Biden.
Oh, you mean with Kamala Harris now?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter who, whichever one is in charge, because they're all in confusion. You know, I mean, the nation, the true nation that is blessed by God is a holy nation, a royal priesthood, 1 Peter chapter 2.
Okay, I'm going to hold you there. I can't with this today.
Okay.
You have a good day. None of that was relative and germane to the conversation. I don't short anybody their beliefs, but that's not what this radio show is about. And that's not what the conversation is that we're having. So 508-996-0500. If you want to call in and chime in, you can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. You know what I haven't mentioned yet today either is that we have Doobie Brothers tickets again to give away all this week. So it was such a success last time. We had so many people that entered, and when we're talking with Live Nation and telling them, you know, this many people entered. So they had some more tickets, and they said, would you like to give away some more? And we said, of course we would. And so we got more Doobie Brothers tickets, and we're going to be giving those away this week. So you can enter at WBSM.com or the WBSM app. All you have to do is fill out all your information, and you could be a winner. And it's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, located on Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. They are the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy, and the proud sponsors of Tim's Tickets all summer and fall long. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I was just calling to give a couple of my points of my opinion. First of all, I don't know. It's funny. I keep hearing about yesterday, the names of some VP picks for her,
mm-hmm.
if in fact she does become the nominee for the, you know, Democratic Party. And it's funny, they do is mention men names. Now, you know, don't be surprised if she is the nominee, that they don't pick a female to be her VP pick. As her running, you know, a running mate for her. I don't know, you know, who it would be, because they really don't talk a lot about good, you know, VP female picks. I don't think I've even heard one so
well,
far.
I've heard them mention Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, as a possibility. But I think the reason why you're hearing those male names that they've been mentioning is because they're mostly from swing states. And so they're thinking that by bringing them on board, you know, Shapiro, Mark Kelly, they're thinking like if you bring on one of these, it'll help bring that state home for them.
Right, but I also feel that, you know, if there's a strong female, political female out there, which we really don't hear that much about, you know, I mean, it probably could help her a lot with, you know, female votes and maybe swing independent voters, you know, to vote for her. But the only other thing, you know, is that do I really think, I mean, maybe it is, but I really don't think she's going to be the Democratic nominee. I really think that when the DNC, you know, when the convention comes, like everything else with the big surprises, I think there's going to be some big surprise. And I don't know, all along I've felt that they're going to put Newsom there, even though they're always saying, oh, you know, this and that. But, I mean, he's always in the spotlight. And, you know, I don't know. I just think they're going to, you know, do another bombshell when the convention comes. But because right now, I mean, it's sad that this country, with him saying he's not going to run anymore, and we can see, you know, his health condition, that all these crazy world leaders, you know, Putin and North Korea and China, you know, they're looking at it. This is their opportunity. You know, if they want to do something, to actually do something now before election time. But anyway, I just called to give my opinion about that. You have a good day. Okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good day. And just to go to that point of, you know, will other countries take advantage of this? I don't think, you know, it comes down to it's, you know, Vladimir Putin against Joe Biden. It's Vladimir Putin against America. And there are more people than just Joe Biden involved in the decision-making process for, you know, going to war and for dealing with it. So I think it's kind of overplayed a little bit too much that you'll look at one person, because otherwise, you know, they would have attacked when, you know, somebody could have attacked when we were having our election issues. When, you know, how many days did we go where we didn't know who the president was going to be because we couldn't figure it out? I mean, I just think that there's more of an institutional battle there than just whoever the figurehead is. And I think that most of the other countries realize that you are dealing with that person as the head of state, but that there's a system in place, almost a machine, I'll use, to have to go up against at the same time. Let me take a quick break here. We'll be right back.
Last week for Tagore, and she wasn't home. But anyway, I think I'll spend my life alone. I really don't care right now. But anyway, the state of affairs and the state of emotion, the kind of thing that you must understand. I'll tell you one thing, you tell me, and that day we walk away, maybe then shake hands.
And welcome back in from one of the greatest sports.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.